Our next report comes from Two Harbors. This is the North Shore Community School. Robbie TG is the teacher, and Ellen is our reporter.
Hello from North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phonology report for the week of September 28, 2019. My name is Ellen. I am your phonologist for this week. The theme for this week's weather after a beautiful Saturday on the 28th was rain, lightning, and thunder. On Wednesday the 2nd, it was so cold outside, Miss Julie, our recess teacher, reported seeing a few snowflakes. Fall is harvest season, and that includes apples. Anna and Jenna's family enjoy pressing them into cider. They had to taste test the cider as it came out of the press with a cup. John likes to pick apples off the tree and eat them. They taste very good and juicy. My family and I make applesauce. Kelton brought 3 different types of apples from the trees for our class to try. They were Honeycrisp, Charette, commonly called donut, and State Fair apples. The class liked the State Fair apples the best. The aspen trees are beginning to turn yellow, but about half of them are still green. In EE class, we pulled many invasive tansies. We want to rid of the pest as best as we can before the seeds drop, so they don't spread more next spring. On Thursday the 26th, Josie saw a moose as soon as her car pulled onto Jean Duluth Road. It stopped and stared and finally crossed the road. They were relieved that they didn't get charged. Dragonflies were still seen migrating Sunday the 29th. Bailey spotted 2 monarchs at her house on Wednesday, October 2nd. Birds. A large flock of crows flew overhead while Dale was grouse hunting. He could hear the flapping of their wings. Horned larks are weaving back and forth along the basketball court at school. We are continuing to see flocks of geese migrating. This includes the phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Thank you, Ellen. Nice job. The aspens are indeed yellowing, and that's taking place here as well. A second observation of a moose. We had a moose up in the Ely area as well. Oh, no, I'm sorry, in Cherry we had the moose. And so a second observation of moose. Dragonflies, still a couple around on the 1st of October, and some monarchs on the 2nd. And tansy, their note about tansy and the fact that they're out trying to pick it, that is so admirable. If you have tansy in your yard, this is a good time to get after it. And if you drive, if you ride a four-wheeler around in the countryside, stay away from the tansy because it is unbelievable how jostling it, running it over with the four-wheeler really encourages it to spread. So if you're driving your four-wheeler, stay out of the tansy.